So the faithful old minister went into the hall where the knaves were working with all their might at their empty looms. What can be the meaning of this? Thought the old man, opening his eyes very wide. I cannot discover the least bit of thread on the looms. However, he did not express his thoughts aloud. The impostors requested him very courteously to be so good as to come nearer their looms, and then asked him whether the design pleased him, and whether the colors were not very beautiful, at the same time pointing to the empty frames. The poor old minister looked and looked. He could not discover anything on the looms, for a very good reason, viz. There was nothing there. What? Thought he again. Is it possible that I'm a simpleton? I've never thought so myself, and no one must know it now if I am so. Can it be that I am unfit for my office? No, that must not be said either. I will never confess that I could not see the stuff. Well, sir, minister, said one of the knaves, still pretending to work. You do not say whether the stuff pleases you. Oh, it is excellent, replied the old minister, looking at the loom through his spectacles. This pattern and the colors. Yes, I will tell the emperor without delay how very beautiful I think them. We shall be much obliged to you, said the impostors. And then they named the different colors and described the pattern of the pretended stuff. The old minister listened attentively to their words in order that he might repeat them to the emperor. And then the knaves asked for more silk and gold, saying that it was necessary to complete what they had begun. However, they put all that was given them into the knapsacks and continued to work with as much apparent diligence as before at their empty looms.